All right. Rob and I have been debating something. Our debate has been this. We have been debating about what's the better weekend. Is it Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend? Now, I'm not going to make Rob's argument for him. But Rob, what is your argument for Memorial Day weekend over Labor Day weekend?
I think the argument's pretty simple. Now, this weekend's weather notwithstanding, usually it is beautiful weather and is the kickoff to summer. School is out. Vacation season is on deck. Pool season is on deck. You got beautiful, nice weather. You can hang out on the patio more often. And it is just a kickoff to an incredible time of year, which is the summer. And everyone loves the summer. I know sometimes I'm like, it gets too hot. The summer is fantastic, and this is the unofficial kickoff to the summer. That is why it is the better weekend.
I can't disagree with what you were saying. I also consider Memorial Day weekend to be the beginning of summer. I consider the 4th of July to be like the All-Star break, and I consider Labor Day to be the end of summer. My argument for Labor Day weekend over Memorial Day weekend is very simple. Football happens on one of the weekends. It doesn't happen on the other one. Yes, I will watch Royals and Twins this weekend, and I'm sure it'll be great. But you know what I get on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend? I get Alabama at Florida State. I get LSU at Clemson. You know what I get on Sunday night? I get Notre Dame at Miami. And then on Labor Day, actual Labor Day, when I'm thinking, man, you know what? Man, we got to go back to work, man. You know what I get? I get TCU at North Carolina this year on Labor Day. I get to see Bill Belichick possibly make his debut. It's not close to me between the two. Now, I understand that Memorial Day means different things for different people. I get that completely. For some people, this is a really, really important day to pay your respects, and I get that. For some people, Labor Day and Memorial Day kind of serve the same purpose. So if you were telling me that one day doesn't have football and the other day does have football, and outside of that, we do the exact same things, Rob, I'm taking the weekend that has football. That would be my argument for why I would take Labor Day weekend over Memorial Day weekend if I could pick out of the two.
So here's the thing. I love football the way you love football, and I'm always excited for college football Saturday to be back. That's what usually happens that weekend. But there are, what, another 12, 13 college football Saturdays. There are, what, 18 NFL Sundays on deck.
That first one's always special, though.
Actual Labor Day weekend is a closing of the summer. Pools are shutting down. It's a sign the weather's about to get colder. You're the king of hating cold weather, and you're picking the day that's the gateway to the freezing cold temps. School is back in session.
We still got a long way till we get to the freezing cold temperatures. On Labor Day, I got like 4 more months until it gets really, really cold. It's not as close as you're making it seem. You make it seem like it's Labor Day, and then the next weekend it's -5 degrees outside. That's not how it goes. And I don't care about the pools being open. That's not part of my life.
This is your inability to swim shining through. If you could swim a nice cocktail on the pool deck when it's 95 degrees out, catching a tan, oh, it's an incredible time.
Yeah, I don't need to catch a tan. God already gave me one. That's not... I don't need to go outside to be darker. That's not what I need to do. So no, I understand people go out to the pool and yeah, I don't mind being around it, but them shutting down the pool is not that's not a sad point for me. No. Usually at that point, I've had a great summer. Summer's been a lot of fun. Man, I'm ready for football season. I've been watching fake football for the last month and getting all excited about this guy that we know isn't going to play for the Chiefs, but you want me to get excited about it, and now I get real action. I mean, Rob, in like a 10-day stretch, we get Fresno State at Kansas. You get your first game in your brand-new, lovely, renovated stadium. Iowa State goes on the road and plays K-State in Ireland. That's going to be a lot of fun. Missouri plays that Thursday, so the Thursday leading into Labor Day.
That game's fake football, by the way. Are they playing what, Wagner or Lindenwood?
They play Central Arkansas. Don't call
it
fake football.
Yes, that's fake football.
That's real football.
That's a game that you told me a couple weeks ago you don't even want played in August anymore. You want that removed from the August part of the schedule.
That's real football. That's Missouri building their case to being a team that's going to make the college football playoff. And then we get more. Yeah, no, Labor Day weekend, it's the better of the two. I'm a big Labor Day guy. I love Labor Day. I think Labor Day weekend's one of the five best weekends that we have of the entire year.
So your whole take about Labor Day is built on the idea that you just want an extra day to not leave the house. Memorial Day, again, not this weekend with standing because of the weather, is a whole weekend to get out and do summer activities. Pool, lake, golf. I'm sure kiddos have baseball tournaments this weekend.
You do all those things on Labor Day, too. It's not like you don't do those things.
Oh, on Labor Day, I'm watching. You have the option of doing both. No, on Labor Day, the only selling point is that, hey, last year Clemson played Georgia. I want to be able to watch that game. The big selling point is I got to stay in the house. I'm about to have 6 months of in the house. I'm about to have 6 months of Patagonia weather. Memorial Day is a kickoff. It's the excitement. The flashbulbs are popping for the summer experience that's on deck. What vacation am I going to take? What am I going to do? What is happening this summer? It's endless opportunity. In the fall, I know what my life is. It's day in, day out. It's the grind again.